Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top news from around the world ahead of today's trading session. Well, after showing sharp weakness in the past 3 to 4 trading sessions, the Nifty 50 index yesterday opened with a gap up and edged higher during initial trades. However, pressure on select heavyweight stocks limited the recovery. Eventually, the index closed the day 90 points higher at 23,176. A rebound in global markets and easing domestic CPI inflation provided respite to broader indices. While the Nifty and Sensex registered minor gains, the broader markets recovered half of Monday's losses, which had wiped out 15 lakh crore rupees of investor wealth. Financial heavyweights, along with the Adani Group stocks, lifted the Nifty, with the Adani Group stocks seeing healthy gains of up to 18%. All the Nifty bank constituents closed in the green. Select PSU banks, including Central Bank of India, UCO Bank, and Indian Overseas Bank, surged following news that the government had approved 10,000 crore rupees fundraising plan for 5 state-run lenders through the qualified institutional placement route. Apart from Bank of Maharashtra, the approved lenders include Punjab and Sindh Bank, Indian Overseas Bank, UCO Bank, and Central Bank of India, according to sources cited by CNBC TV18. Nagaraj Shetty of HDFC Securities says that the near-term trend of Nifty remains weak, and he expects this upside bounce could be a sell-on-rise opportunity around 23,350 levels. And this morning, the GIFT Nifty was trading near the flat line, indicating a muted start for the Indian market. Among the key stocks to watch today are Adani Green, as its arm has commissioned 57 MW wind power component of its wind solar hybrid project at Khavda in Gujarat. IRFC has emerged as L1 bidder for financing 3,167 crore rupees for development of Banhardi coal block in Jharkhand. SAIL has announced the appointment of Alok Verma as director in charge of its Rourkela steel plant, effective January 14th. Vedanta will be in focus, as Vedanta Group Company has said it has been levied penalties totaling 92 crore rupees by the Deputy Commissioner of State Tax, Udaipur. Sula Vineyards will also be tracked, as it has announced the third quarter business update, reporting net revenue of 217 crore rupees, down 0.7% from 219 crore rupees in the year-ago quarter. Among the companies that will report results today include HDFC Life Insurance, SEAT, Oracle Financial Services, L&T Technology Services, and Bank of Maharashtra. Now, looking at global cues, Asian stocks saw small gains while the dollar steadied this morning as traders awaited US inflation data for clues on the path of Federal Reserve policy. The MSCI Asia Pacific Index was up 0.1% with advances in South Korea and Japan, offset by losses in some Chinese shares. US equity futures edged higher. The dollar gauge was little changed after dropping 0.4% in the previous session. All eyes are now on Wednesday's Consumer Price Index, which is likely to cause further ripples through global markets after traders pushed back bets on Fed, easing following signs of a robust US economy. The muted sentiment is in contrast to optimism that swept across Asia in the previous session, buoyed by a report that Donald Trump's incoming team is considering gradual tariff hikes. Forecasters expect the monthly report on US consumer prices to show a fifth month of firm increases, bolstering the case for an extended pause in the Fed's interest rate cuts. In terms of commodities, oil edged higher this morning after dropping by most in more than a month as the impact of US sanctions against Russian flows continued to reverberate. In other news back home, people in Delhi must head out for work early today as a dense fog has wrapped the national capital and surrounding areas as cold wave conditions persisted in North India. The visibility has dropped to zero in several places. Well, that's about it for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more news and cues. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session.